Chaver, first of all, I want to thank, before we begin, Zev Daniel for making a delicious kegel for the Chaver. Long line of Solomon kugels, Baruch Hashem, that we've had Thursday nights. It's a very special schus. But this kugel is a very special kugel. It's not just Tam a kugel, because it was in the schus of Yaakov Shaul. We have with us tonight Yaakov Shaul Goldsmith, who's back temporarily from Eretz Yisrael. Emes is we're all here temporarily from Eretz Yisrael, but Mamish just for a few days to be with his Mishpacha. Yaakov Shaul, as we all know, is in the middle of protecting each and every one of us, in the middle of protecting Eretz Yisrael, in the middle of making sure that each and every one of us can go to visit Eretz Yisrael, and spend time in Eretz Yisrael, and to live in Eretz Yisrael, and learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And it's an amazing, incredible Monsieur Snafesh. It's a schus to have you here for just a few moments, but we'll be more happy when you get on that plane and get back there to Yisrael. And you should be zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can continue to watch over you as you watch over Klal Yisrael. Shem Yishmarcha Mikol Rora, Yishmarcha Snafshecha. And we should just have shalom, and we should only have simchas to talk about with you, with all that you're doing for Klal Yisrael, for Medinas Yisrael, and Mir Tashem. So we're zoich to all be together. Be'ez Mashiach, b'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen.
So this chus, the first year of Adar, chevra, Baruch Hashem. First year of Adar, the simcha shel Adar. It's going to be very, very big. But this chus to prepare for a long time for the Heilig Yontif of this year, which is incredible, this chus. Adar is a very special month where the tzaddikim tell us Adar stands for Aleph Dor. Aleph Dor. What does Aleph Dor mean? Aleph always represents the Eibishter. Aleph is Echad, is the one, the only one, Hashem Echad. Dor means to reside, to live. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dor, Aleph Dor, Adar is reminding us, as the whole story of Purim does, that the Rabbanu Shalom is by our side every moment. And the Rabbanu Shalom is with us. And he's Dor B'tachtoinim, as happens to be this week's parsha. Nothing happens to be, of course, this week's parsha. This parsha's Truma, all about Mishkan, and all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that wants to have a Dira B'tachtoinim. He wants to be down here with us, in more of a revealed fashion, but we have to know, we have to believe, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is by each and every one of our sides, every single moment. And that's Adar. And that's Mishnichnas Aleph Dor Marbin Besimcha. When we enter into our hearts with that Yisod, when we enter into our hearts and into our minds and believe that Aleph Dor, Hashem is living with us, of course Marbin Besimcha. How can one not enhance and increase one Simcha Zachayim when you really believe Hashem is by your side every moment? So that's the month we're in, and we should be Zoyich, each and every one of us, to grow in that awareness. And open up our eyes a little bit wider to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us every single moment. But let's learn about the Mishkan a little bit. You know, you open up this week's parasha, and to some, it's very technical, and all the details of the Kalim, and all the details of Mishkan, which we should be Zoyche Bez Hashem Bekar of Mamish to have more practical for each and every one of us. But until that time, if we're learning this week's parasha, and we're not Zoyche to Beis HaMikdash right now, it means that there are lessons. It means there's essence, there's depth that these psukim and these halachos are teaching each and every one of us for our lives right now. So what can we learn? What can we learn from this parasha? And I want to start by analyzing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, and within the Holy of Holies, the most Kodesh Dik Kli of Beis HaMikdash of Mishkan was obviously the Aron. And that's why when discussing the Kalim in this week's parasha, right away at the beginning, what do we start with? We start with discussing the Aron. Ba'asu Aron Aseshitim, Amasayim v'cheti Arko, v'am v'cheti Rachba, v'am v'cheti Kamoso. We start by learning about the Aron. And this Aron, the Pasuk tells us a few psukim later, from that Aron, me'al ha'kaporas mi'bein shnei akruvim, asher ha'aron edus, as kol asher tzavos chal b'nei Yisrael. That makom is where the Rabban Shem starts, is going to speak to us from. That makom of the Aron. The makom of the Aron is where the Shechina is going to reside in this world. So it's very special and something we have to understand and learn about. And all the Svarim talk about the fact that the measurement of the Aron, which obviously, again, for each and every one of us who are not on a practical level necessarily building the Mishkan and building Beis HaMikdash, although who knows, you know, 4 years ago, in the summer, I zoicha to be in Eretz Yisrael with my family for my son Shmuel Yaakov's bar mitzvah. And that year, Elul was very early. Elul was very early. So when we were there in the summer, it was already Elul time, and the yeshivas, all the bachrim, talmidim were coming to Eretz Yisrael to start Elul's man. So Shalavim already came before Rosh Chodesh Elul. And Rav Waxman, Mashkiach, he asked me to meet the yeshiva at the Kaisel to give words of chizik the first time they brought the yeshiva, all of Shana Aleph, at least I don't remember if Shana Bet was there also, to the Kaisel for the first time. It was like the second day they were there. And I came and met them, and we got together all the way inside by the Kaisel. And I spoke maybe 10 minutes of chizik. I still remember the Torah I shared. But you know how it is at the Kaisel, if you're speaking by the Kaisel, so not just the people you're speaking to, but other people that are there are listening in. There's one yid. I'll never forget this my whole life. There's one yid's listening, and I see this guy listening. He's a yarmulke, he seems like a from Jew. He's wearing a U2 tour t-shirt. U2 tour t-shirt, okay. After I finish speaking, this yid comes over to me. And he had very beautiful words to say, it was very beautiful of him. And we start talking. He had some questions and some of the things I said as well. Also, he wanted to know a little more depth. And then I start talking about U2 because I happened to go to one of the shows. So we were talking about the shows and the tour, you know. Anyways, Lamaisa, so as we're discussing, I said, where are you from? What are you doing here? I mean, not that you need a reason to be in Eretz Yisrael, but what is your reason? Are you, you know? He tells me he's from Australia. He's Australian. And he's an architect. He writes the blueprint for big buildings in Australia. And he says to me that somehow he got connected with Machon HaMikdash, the institute that is, they believe, again, they're different deos, but they believe that it's important to start already building the Kalim for the Beis HaMikdash and preparing the big day kuhuna. I'm sure many of you, listen, we've all seen the golden menorah in the old city, but you can go in the old city, it's right next to Mariah over there. They have a makom, and you can see all the kalim that they've. It's incredible. Whether you believe or not that these are going to be used in Beis HaMikdash, even whether you do or don't, doesn't even matter. Just to see them, and it's an incredible just seeing the objects and understanding how they looked and how this, the kiyar and different. It's incredible. It's a big dikuna. Anyways, he was connected to them, and he decided if I'm an architect, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me this gift and to deal and gain parnasa this way, if I'd have to use this for kedusha, he came to Eretz Yisrael to be the architect for the Beis HaMikdash. To be the architect. I asked him his name was Bezalel. It wasn't, but okay. Anyways, he came to be the architect of Beis HaMikdash. He pulls out his phone. And he starts showing me all these unbelievable detailed pictures which with the blueprints that he's written up and that he's preparing. And he's learned through the whole sugya. And he knows exactly how the size of each room and each makom, kodesh, kodeshim, all the different makomos. And he showed me, Mamichi has like tons of different pictures and blueprints. And he's planning with them. He's going to be the architect for Beis HaMikdash. Mikam Chisrael. Mamish, can't make this stuff up. But for most of us, I don't think we're involved with building Beis HaMikdash. We're yearning for Beis HaMikdash. So why is it important to learn about all the measurements of the Kalim in the Torah, in this week's parasha? There's so many lessons to be learned. And let's just deal with the Aron. The Aron, all of the measurements, Orcho, Rachbo, Kamoso, the height, the width, the length, they're all halves. Right? We said, Amasayim v'cheitzi, Orcho, its length is 2.5. Amas, va'ama v'cheti rochbo, its width is 1.5 ama, va'ama v'cheti kamaso, and an ama and a half is its height. They're all halves. The Baal Turim and many other Hilgat Tzadikim. But I'll read it from the Baal Turim because it's right in front of me right here. Kol midosav ha'yeshvuros b'chatzei amos. All the measurements of the Aron, which represents our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said before. That's where the Shekhinah resides. They're all halved. Lalami to teach us. Shekol mi shaloi me Torah. Anyone who learns Torah and connects to Torah and connects to Hashem, sarach lishbor lahashpil atzmo. You have to first break yourself, but not just break yourself, meaning in a negative way. You have to be mashpil yourself. You have to be mashpil yourself. You have to have humility. You have to have humility. Anivus. Humility. I'll call it positive lowliness, which we'll explain that in a moment. That's the prerequisite. That's the akdama for a connection to Torah and a connection to Hashem. We need anivus. And that's why all the shiurim of the Aron, which represents our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, were halves. Not full, to teach us I need anivus to connect to Hashem. I need humility. So an incredible Torah from the Halakas Chasam Sofer says, if you take all the measurements together and add up how much the Aron was toifes, it took me a while to chop exactly what this meant, but because it wasn't said explicitly like this, but what it means is in half amas, what's the volume in half amas of the whole Aron, of how much space in the Kodesh Kedashim it took off? So we said, right, 2.5 was its length. But if we measure that in half amas, how many half amas is 2.5 amas?
Five,
right? So its length is 5 half amas. The amah v'chetzi rachbo, its width is 1.5. So how many is that?
Three
half amas is width. The amah v'chetzi kamaso, and 1.5 is its height. So that's also 3. So if you take 5 times 3 times 3, which will end up with the whole volume of the Aron in half amas, it's going to be what? Thank you, Dalia. What? Who said it? Shloimala, see? Look at that. You're going to college. It's college. 45. Very good. Look at that. 5 times 3 times 3. Very good. We taught you something maybe in VRS. Lamaisa, 45. 45 half amas is how much the whole Aron takes up as a whole. Chasam Sofer says that's gematria. 45 is gematria ma. We know the Pasuk tells us in Bishalach, Moshe and Aaron say, v'nachnu ma. What are we? Ma is a representation. All the Svarim Kedoshim talk about this. The word ma, what are we, represents anivus, humility. So the Aron as a whole, if you take the Aron, we're saying that from the Baal Turim, that the fact that the measurements were half amas teaches of the anivus, but the gematria of all of the whole entire area of the Aron in half amas, which represents anivus itself, is gematria ma. Every one of us has to understand v'nachnu ma. And it's that anivus that will allow us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does anivus mean? What I said before, I don't even know how I phrased it and coined it before. Positive lowliness. Positive lowliness means like this, Chavran, understand this. It doesn't mean chas v'shalom, you walk around thinking that you're nothing, and doesn't mean you walk around that you mamish feel bad about yourself, and you have low, chas v'shalom. Anivus is not low self-esteem. You could have extremely high self-esteem, and be completely aware of all your incredible kochos that you have. You know what anivus means? You recognize all of that are just matanos from Hashem and to use to serve Hashem. And you're no better than anyone else because of it. You're no better than anyone else. In relationship to anyone else, I'm full of humility. And vada, most importantly, in relationship to the Rabbanu Shalom. And I realize everything that I have is only because of Him. Thus is anivus. That's humility. That's what it means to be humble. So why would I be haughty? I'm not going to think highly of myself because of those kochos. I understand my kochos. And I'm going to utilize my kochos. And I have a high self-esteem. I walk around besimcha with all that Hashem has gifted me. But it's all that Hashem has gifted me. That's the key. It's all that Hashem has gifted me. I read an incredible story. I'll read it to you. There was a story about Teddy Roosevelt. Him and this famous naturalist, I don't even know what it means, a naturalist. His name was William Beebe. So that he was a friend of Teddy Roosevelt. And they would go often on the lawn and search the skies for certain spots full of stars. So one night Roosevelt would say the following: that is the spiral galaxy in Andromeda. It is as large as our Milky Way. It is one of 100 million galaxies. It consists of 100 billion suns, each larger than our sun. Again, I don't know the Matthias in this or not. I'm just telling you what Teddy Roosevelt said. But here's the key line. Then Roosevelt would grin and say, "Now I think we're small enough. Let's go to bed." Yer Chevra. when you realize how vast this world is, and that's to the Rabbi Shalom, that's the tip of a yam. Who are we to feel anything greater than anybody else? It's all just what the Rabbi Shalom created. Again, it's not a low self-esteem. But it's so important to always walk around with that anivus. And then we could, because it's that anivus, Chevron, listen closely. It's that anivus, and this is what the Aron is teaching me, that's going to allow me to open myself up to build that deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person has gaiva, when a person's haughty, and a person thinks the world of himself, and what I've accomplished, and what I've done, and how bright I am, and incredible I am, there's no room for God. And there's no need for God. My relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom is going to be completely dependent on my humility, on my anivus, on recognizing that I am nothing without Him. So I have to be constantly connected to Him, every moment. Because without Him, I'm nothing. And that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the key to whatever I'm doing at any point in my life. Whether it's when I'm learning, whether it's when I'm in business to earn a parnasa for my family, when I'm davening, when I'm interacting with others, if I'm not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am nothing. My only connection to the Rabbanu Shalom will be with true anivus, with true humility. You know, the Gemara in Shabbos teaches us that we're supposed to try our best to beautify every mitzvah that we do. It's learned from a few weeks ago from Parshas B'Shalach, the Tanya and the Brisa, the Shabbos, Kuf Lam, and Gimel Mebeis. Zek Heili Van Veil. What does that mean? His Noa Elefana B'Mitzvah, the Gemara says. You beautify and glorify Hashem through our mitzvahs. I say lefan of sukkah, no, make a beautiful sukkah. Don't just make, we have a mitzvah sukkah, don't just make a sukkah. Decorate it beautifully the way we do. Make it beautiful. The lulav na, make sure you have a beautiful lulav. The shofar na, a nice shofar. Tzitzis na, have beautiful tzitzis. Go and get the thick strings, you know. Don't go cheap on the thin strings. Sefer Torah na, write a Sefer Torah beautifully. The Kasa Balashmo, Bidyona, Bakomasna, Belavler, Uman, Bakarchal Bishiranan, all the intricacies of it, the ink and the chvesh, the feather and the sofa, everything should be Behidr mitzvah, in a beautification of the mitzvah. Abishol says, the Anveu have a doimelo. Also we learn from it, you should be compared to him. Machu Khanam Rachm Afto Khanam Rachm. Anveu also means you should be like Hashem. How? Because Anveu means Ani. Vahu. Ani vahu. So two different pshatim in Anveu. Either Anveu is a lashon hisna'e, of beautification, of glorification of the Rabban Shalom, hidr mitzvah, or Anveu teaches me, ani vahu, I should be like Hashem, I should be one with Hashem. I should be Anveu ani vahu. So he's passionate, I should be passionate. I should emulate Hashem. I want to suggest, perhaps, they go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. If you want to be close to Hashem and one with Hashem, and the more you feel close to Hashem, the more you're going to want to beautify all the mitzvahs that you do for someone that you love. One day, b'shatoy meslachas, each and every one of you should be zoicha to find the most beautiful, most wonderful, most incredible young woman to call your wife. And when you have that wife that you love and that you want to become one with, because with your wife you also want to become one. L'basar echad, the pasuk says in Bereishis. You want to literally become one. Right? Aryeh Levine, our leg hurts. You literally become one. Oh, the Chevron knows the story. I don't have such stories. You just have to throw out one word of the story, and you know the story. Right? Our leg hurts. You're one. So if you're one with your wife, and then it's her birthday, what, you're going to go chves nesh and get her like some keychain bracelet for $5.99? You're going to try to get her the nice... Now, okay, it depends where you're holding financially at that point, but you're going to get her the nicest... You're going to get her the nicest bracelet you could afford at that point in your life. You love her, you're one with her. You want her to have the nicest things in the world. If you're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you really want to be one with Him, and you really feel that relationship, you're not good. When you do a mitzvah, just stop, you're going to do the mitzvah, you're going to do it in the most beautiful way possible. So I believe they go hand in hand. But the void is to be anivahu. You want to be one with Hashem. You want to be one with Hashem. So what's the Gemara in Sotah Daf Hei say? When you have a Baal Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein anivahu yechayel endar b'makum echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be with someone who's about Gaiva. Because you think you're God. You forgot about me. Abagaiva is the antithesis of what it is to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, who is the closest to Hashem of anyone that ever graced this earth? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one that talked to Hashem b'as b'klari me'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who literally spoke to God conversationally the way we speak. Every other Navi had to go into comatose trance and have a nevuah and have a story. And what was the greatest midah of Moshe Rabbeinu? The one that the Torah tells us about. V'ish Moshe, anav ma'od mikol adam. It was his humility. And the Torah is telling us it was that midah that allowed him to be so close to Hashem. And each and every one of us, we want that closeness, which is represented in the Mishkan by the Aron, which is where Hashem resided. But we want that anivahu, we want that zekeli v'mvei, we want that relationship with Hashem. What's my avoida? Humility. Which is a recognition that I need Hashem in my life, and I'm nothing without Him. I want to share with you, Mamish, I saw this Torah. It's a deep Torah. I saw this in the Lekach Balivu from Rav Shor. I forget who he quoted. He said it in someone else's name. Mamish, unbelievable. This one, it's a deep Torah. You definitely have to have a little bit of a chassidish heart for this Torah. But I don't think a big, just a little bit. Mamish, I learned this Torah as Tansink. This one's a good one. It's a big remez. He says there are three levels of our relationship with Hashem. One level of relationship with Hashem is He's our Tata. A relationship of Av Leben. As the Pasuk in Eikov says, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. We're His children. The next relationship, which is even in a sense, it's on a different level, the relationship, is like we see in Shir HaShirim, in Parakeh, Achaisi Rayasi. What's Achaisi? Achaisi, you're my sister. Rayasi, you're Milashim Reyes, friendship and love. Achaisi Rayasi. Achaisi Rayasi is the next level. We'll explain this in a moment. And the even bigger level than that, and higher connection to Hashem, is Vaiter in that pasuk, Tamasi. Tamasi is Milashim Tumim, are twins. Meaning as follows. When you have Av Leben, it's a very deep, close relationship, father to son. But it's clear that there's a gadol and a katan. That the father is on top of the child. Is greater, is older, is more knowledgeable, whatever it might be, is on top of the child. Achoisi rayasi is a relationship when you're my sister and you're my friend. We're equals in a certain sense. Twins are mamish more than that. They're mamish one. They come together as one. So Rashua brought down from a sefer that we see this relationship symbolized in what? In the following three nekudos. A shva is one dot on top of a dot. That's Av and Ben. A tsere, for those who don't know the, right? Tsere, which is A, right? Are two dots next to each other. That's Rayasi, Achaisi Rayasi. Achirik, the E, the chirik is just one dot. That's mamish where everything comes together as one. Av leben, rayasi, achaisi rayasi, chirik. The first, listen to this chevra, you can't make this up. You ready? The first word in Kol HaTorah Kula, Bereshis tells me, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikereshis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world for us, and for the relationship with us that He wants so deeply, and He wants that relationship to be. Yes, He wants it to be a tatin hemel, a father to son. And He wants it to be achaisi ra'asi, but He wants it to be the pinnacle that we're so close to Hashem, that it's anivahu, it's anveyu, it's me, it's us with the Rebbeinu Shel. And we're one, like the chirik. Look at the word, bereshis. What are the nekudos under that first word in the Torah, which is representing my relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel, which the whole world is about? It starts off with a shva. Av leben, be. Ray goes to a tzere, goes to a tzere. Rayasi, achaisi, rayasi. Berei, shes, ends in a chirik. But ultimately, that's what we come to, the culmination of that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't make this stuff up. Mamish, incredible. No, it's incredible. Heilige Torah. But there are Yidden that don't appreciate. There are Yidden that don't appreciate. You just never heard it yet. Mamish, incredible. Torah is Hashem Tamima. How beautiful Torah is. How deep Torah is. But we have to understand the only way to get that kesher shel kayama, to get to that chirik, is through anivus, through humility. Through understanding that everything I am is from the Eibishter. And that's what the whole Mishkan represents. The whole Mishkan, where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming into this world, is to recognize and to know and to remind me all that Rabbeinu Shem does for me, and to create that humility within me. So what's Mishkan Gematria? What's Mishkan Gematria, Chevra? No? Come on, we're not better muttles, not hard ones. What? 410. Thank you. Mishkan is Gematria 410. Migdash, by the way, is 444, which is the Gematria of our address, Baruch Hashem, base Migdash. So that's why we took the house. I didn't have to walk inside. Shandy told me this is the house we're looking at. I looked at the address, 444, Migdash. Vad, it's a holy house, base Migdash, take it. Baruch Hashem. But Mishkan is Gematria 410, exactly Gematria, shuffle, lowliness, anivus, humility. If you want to connect the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan, you want to connect the Kadosh Baruch Hu by the Aron, you have to have anivus, you have to have humility. And so much teaching, we see this as well in the Menorah. The Menorah, which represents Chachma, represents Torah. And the Ar, the light, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ki ner mitzvah Torah Ar. How's the Menorah? So where, what represents the Shechina in the Menorah? The middle of the Menorah. Right, which is where, which is the lave of the Menorah. Look at it. Which are the Neros that are closest to Menorah? Those that are shortest. Meaning as the Menorah branches out, so the Kane, the arms of the Menorah get longer. The ones that are closest to the middle, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, are the ones that are shortest. Those are the ones that have humility, that have anivus. The more humility we have in our life, the more we're open to that relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The more we recognize, the more we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything that we have, which is anivus. Again, anivus is not walking around with low self-esteem, with anxiety and depression. That's not anivus. We can have a very high level of self-esteem, walking around with simcha, and knowing all that I'm capable of, and all the koichas that I have. It's very important. But know that it's all from Hashem. And that's when I'm open to a deep relationship with Hashem. Every single moment. Chavar, we're in Adar. Listen, the Adar we started off by saying, Adar is Aleph Dar, is when Hashem is living amongst us and we're realizing that. But it's also, how do we connect to the Aleph? Through Dalet and Resh. Dalet and Resh is, Dalet is dull, which is lowliness, impoverished, right? And Rosh is also lowliness. You want to get to the Aleph, you have to first have the Anivus. Who is the one that was the complete opposite of the Eibishter, which is the Koach against this month? Who was the one that had full gaiva, full haughtiness, that even after the Ribbono Shel Olam reveals himself through all of the Tamakos and all of Kriyas Yamsuf, and he's revealed in the entire world, who's the one nation that's so haughty, that's full of gaiva, that's willing to step up and fight against us? Who is it? Amalek. Amalek, we see in its name, its essence. Amalek is Gematria. To what? Yeah. What's the Gematria of Amalek? Ever knew? Amalek?
240.
Amalek is Gematria 240. Amalek is Gematria 240. We got to learn how to do Gematria quicker, Chever. Kuf is 100. Ayin and Lamed is 70. 30 is 100. And Mem is 40. It should be like that. 240. First of all, Amalek, if you learn Svarim, there's so many Gematras Amalek. It's one of them that you should know. What? I have to tell you what Gematra Tyre is? Okay, anyways, next thing we know, we're going to have to tell you what Gematra Taryag is. Anyways, Lamaisa, Amalek is Gematra 240. What's Gematra 240? 240 is Gematra Rum. Rum, lofty, haughty. Amalek is Rum. This is a whole month of defeating Amalek. Is defeating Amalek. You feed Amalek in Adar. House through, you're connecting to the Aleph of Hashem through Dalet V'Rosh, through having the proper Anivus. That's why, what do we see at the end? How do we defeat Amalek? Mom, it's incredible, you can't make this up. You ready for this, Chevra? You ready? Where is Parsha of Amalek? So everyone knows Parsha of Amalek is in Kippur, that's where Zohar is. But what's the Parsha of Amalek that we read on Purim morning? Vayavo Amalek, that we read a few weeks ago at the end of B'Shalach. What do we say all the way at the end of the last Pasuk? Mayomer ki yad al kes ka milchama l'Hashem. Hashem's always fighting against Amalek. Milchama l'Hashem Amalek. What's the fight? Midar dar from every single generation. How does he fight Amalek? Dar dar with dalid and reish, dalid and reish through that humility. That's the Aleph dar of Adar. Aleph, the Rebbeinu Shalom, you want to get to the Rebbeinu Shalom, you want to be one with the Rebbeinu Shalom and his Shechina, which is represented by the Mishkan, it's through Dar. It's through true Anivas, V'nachnuma. Recognizing everything we have is from Hashem. Everything. That's what humility is. The problem is as follows. Adar has another meaning. Adir is strength. Adar also means the Lashon Gvura. Gvura seems to be the opposite of lowliness and anivus and shiftless. What's pshat? As many tzaddikim explain. In our physical attributes and who we are, we always have to feel v'anoichi afer ve'efer, like we learn by Avram Avinu, and know that I have anivus, I have humility. I know that I'm no better than anybody else. It's all from Hashem. However, v'yigbal libo b'darche Hashem, I have to be lofty in my avodas Hashem and pushing myself to be the highest I could be. When it comes to avodas Hashem, when it comes to davening and learning, I want to be on top of the world when it comes to that. V'yigbal libo b'darche Hashem. That's why it was, by the way, the Halakha Tanya explains. We all know that the Torah was given by Har Sinai. The Torah was given by Har Sinai. So everybody knows you learned this as school children when you were in nursery school. What did you learn? You learned the Torah was given Har Sinai because Har Sinai was the smallest of mountains, which is to teach us humility, anivus, which beautiful. That the prerequisite of Kabbalah's Torah has to be anivus. That's everything we're saying tonight. It's great. Comes along Svarim, and then he asks the following question. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us that in order to relate the Torah and relate to Him, I need anivus. So why not give the Torah in a valley, in a bikka? Why on a mountain at all? Why on a mountain at all? Okay, it's the lowest of mountains, but why on a mountain at all? Comes along the Baal Tanya, look at the Torah, and he says so beautifully, because there has to be the synthesis. When it comes to our gashmias, when it comes to our physical life, our materialistic life, there has to be full of humility. However, we should be on a mountain as well when it comes to our ruchnias. We should want to be as lofty as possible ruchnias, because that's our relationship to Hashem. Obviously, not gaiva about our ruchnias, but being as high as I can in my relationship to Hashem. And that too, even though Aleph is Aleph Dar, which is Aleph, Dalet, and Reish, which we explained to the Nevis, Adar is also Gematria, 205, which is exactly Gematria, Har. It's also, you have to be on top of the mountain in our Avodas Hashem. That's what Adar is. And that's when we'll have Mishenechnas Adar Marbe B'Simcha. When we have the synthesis of complete anivus when it comes to all that I have in my life, but complete desire to be on the highest of places in my Ruchnias, every moment will be B'Simcha. I saw another story I'll read to you. Listen to this, mom is incredible. The famous inventor, Samuel Morse. So he was once asked if he ever encountered situations where he didn't know what to do. Morse responded, more than once. And whenever I could not see my way clearly, I knelt down and prayed to God for light and understanding. Morse received many honors from his invention of the telegraph, the Morse code, but felt undeserving. I have made a valuable application of electricity, listen to the words of Samuel Morse, not because I was superior to other men, but solely because God, who meant it for mankind, must reveal it to someone, and he was pleased to reveal it to me. You hear Samuel Morse? Listen to those words. I have made a valid application of electricity, not because I was superior to other men, but solely because God, who meant it for mankind, must reveal it to someone, and who was pleased to reveal it to me. So to each and every one of us, our chachma, our gvura, our wealth, our good looks, whatever it might be in life, it's all the Eibishter. It's all from the Eibishter. And therefore I have to have complete anivus of every moment. And that anivus, that humility, which is what this month we're saying is about and found within the name of the month, which is the essence of the month, will be the key to deeply relating to the Ribbono Shel'olam and being one with the Ribbono Shel'olam every moment of our life. And connecting to that Aron and connecting to that Kedusha of Mishkan, which is Gematria Shuffle, Gematria Lowliness. But it's, again, it's a positive lowliness. A lowliness of understanding my relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom, my relationship with each other, in order to lift myself up in everything that I do to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we read a parasha like this, and these parashas coming up, starting with this week's parasha, Truma, Tzava, Kisisa, a little break with other inyanim, Bavayakal, Pekudei. If we're reading these parashas, there's no question it's to awaken us, to be misoyer us, to yearn for Beis HaMikdash, for yearn for Mishkan. Yes, we're going to be zoich to celebrate a Purim soon. But open up a Gemara Megillah, Daf Yudal, Adam, and Aleph, and the sugya there, right at the end of the smaller lines, when they become a little bit bigger, on Yudal, Adam, Aleph, discusses what? Discusses why we don't say Hallel on Purim. And there are three different answers in the Gemara. The other answers, other gives. There are three answers in the Gemara. One answer in the Gemara is because it's a Nes of Chutz La'aretz. It's a miracle that occurred in Chutz La'aretz. Another answer in the Gemara is Kriyas Zululusa. The reading of the Megillah is our Hallel. What's the final answer of the Gemara? Which already goes into the bigger lines, if I'm not mistaken. Akati avde achashver hashanan. It wasn't a full geula. So I can't say a halal, it's only a partial geula. We didn't have Beis HaMikdash yet. We're still avadim to achashverosh. We are still not yet full geula. As much as we're besimcha and etadar, we have to yearn for geula shlema. We can't sing a full halal yet. And we read these parashios of the Kalim of Mishkana. It's to remind us of what we need to yearn for. But let's understand the depth and how we get there. If I want a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want a dira b'tachtoyinim, it has to be through anivus, through the humility of our lives, to be one with Hashem every single moment. Through that anivus, to Gula Shlema, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, b'mheir v'meinu b'karav mamash. Amen.